This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. A couple of data points about this economy with which to begin today. Number one, it is, as I said, the 13th of September. That means there are 17 days left for Congress to approve a spending plan for the federal government lest it run out of money at the end of the fiscal year, which comes upon us September the 30th. I just thought you might like to know that. Item the second, the debt limit, which is, once again, money the government has to borrow to cover spending it has already done, not new spending. The deadline for that and for avoiding global financial disaster, if I could paraphrase Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen, is October-ish sometime, which is like tomorrow. And I thought you might like to know that as well. But both of those are in service to item number three, our lead story today, which is that we are not the only player in this global economy, and all is not necessarily well elsewhere. No, we are not heading back into another global recession, probably, but there are some signs of cooling, both here and abroad. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman takes up his regular post for us today at the desk of economic peril.
A few months ago, a lot of economists saw a clear path to global recovery, paved by vaccination and stimulus from governments and central banks. Neil Shearing at Capital Economics was one of them. Now he's not so sure.
In a number of the world's major economies, it's pretty clear now in the latest data that the recovery is running out of steam, particularly true in the US and in the UK, but it's also true of China.
Shearing has cut his quarterly growth forecast for advanced economies in half.
The most likely outcome is that growth slows rather than the recovery stalls altogether or even goes into reverse. The wild card, of course, is if we get another variant like the Delta variant that's perhaps even more virulent.
The Delta surge has depressed consumer confidence and spending in the developed world. But in the developing world, the economic impact is much worse, says Adam Posen at the Peterson Institute for International Economics.
It's about the disease full stop, not having vaccines, not having health care. It's just a cloud over your economy for a long time.
Now, the lion's share of global GDP and most U.S. trade comes from the rich nations. They're facing ongoing supply chain disruptions, dragging down global growth. But political economist Sharon O'Halloran at Columbia University says those problems will likely get worked out in time as international businesses try to deal with the risks the pandemic exposed.
What we'll have to change to, and this is what you are seeing happening, is not only you're going to have a hub of production in China, you're now seeing increasing production coming into Mexico, Europe, and Southeast Asia, and so forth.
In other words, make sure we have multiple suppliers for raw materials and parts and finished goods all over the world. O'Halloran says that's crucial not only to deal with the pandemic, but increasingly frequent climate disasters as well. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.